and burn the bastard city to the ground. Aye, with them in it.
The first speaker turned his head, peering through the thick fume of tobacco smoke which hazed the main taproom of the Sailor's Lady. The tavern was one of the two or three biggest on the entire Telesburg waterfront. The Red Dragon and the Golden Keg each had their champions as being larger than the lady, but there wasn't any true question as to which was queen of the sailors' drinking establishments. The fact that the lady's owner was always careful to set an excellent table as well, and that one could always count on finding fresh vegetables waiting for one after even the longest voyage, had more than a little to do with that. But the air of contented homecoming which so often filled the ladies' taproom and dining rooms was notably absent today.
"Let's see how their women and children like it," someone else snarled.
"Here now,"
a burly, broad-shouldered seaman with grizzled hair braided in a long pigtail said sharply.
"There weren't no women trying to come aboard our ships. No, nor any children either."
"No, but they started..."
"Shut your damn trap!"
the seaman barked, coming off his stool at the bar like a galley breaking an enemy's column. He forged through the crowd like an angry doom whale, and it parted before him like nearcod, while the man who'd been shouting, and who looked much more like some counting-house clerk than a seaman, stepped back quickly. He was still stepping back when a solid wall stopped him, and he froze as the sailor glared at him.
I want our own back,"
he told the unfortunate clerk, nailing him to the floor with fiery eyes.
"But whatever it may be they're inclined to do, and whatever those mother-loving Inquisition bastards might think, I'll not have the blood of women and children on my hands. No, and not on my kingdom's hands neither."
"Hey now," the barkeep said soothingly.
"Tempers are hot, and they're going to get hotter. Let's not be going for each other."
"Yes," someone else said. "Sit back down. Let me buy you another round."
The sailors settled back down, and the clerkish man disappeared. The exchange had interrupted, however briefly, the steady mounting firestorm of outrage which had enveloped the sailor's lady ever since the seagoing community of Telesburg had discovered the truth was even worse than the rumors had been. The man who'd just departed had been very much out of place in that taproom at that time. The men and women in it were overwhelmingly professional seamen and their wives. Every one of them had known someone who'd been in Ferade, and every one of them knew it could just as easily have happened to them or to their husbands, brothers, sisters, or children. The fury seething barely below the surface was a bitter, ugly thing. The majority of those present might have agreed with the grizzled seaman, but at least some of them had obviously agreed with the clerk instead. And even those who hadn't agreed with him wanted vengeance as well as justice. The long-standing anger against Coruscant and the group of four hadn't gone away, hadn't abated. But this was different. It was new. It was ugly. It was personal. And it was the direct doing of the church. There was no question of that in the minds of the men and women gathered in the Sailor's Lady. Every single one of the handful of survivors from the ships which had been tied up at dockside in Ferade had reported exactly the same thing. Reported the presence of Schulerite priests in the boarding parties. Reported the shouted exhortations to kill the heretics. Even some of those who'd entered the tavern as temple loyalists now shared the bone-deep hatred that had aroused, and the infuriated reaction was already spreading beyond the waterfront district and into the city of Telesburg as a whole.
"I still say burn the bastard city down." "Why, as to that,"
the grizzled seaman growled, looking up from his beer mug,
"I'm with you there. I am ready to ship out tonight to do it, too."
A general rumble of agreement snarled through the taproom, and the owner poked his head through the archway from the dining room.
"Don't be getting greedy, lads, or you either, lasses, but the next round is on the house," he announced. "Aye, and here's the toast," someone shouted. "Death to the Inquisition!"